Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Stella and Anna with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the Katter Australian Party candidate for Townsville, Michael Pugh's criminal past, has been revealed amid a crime-focused state election campaign. Mr. Pugh said he planned to remain transparent about his record, which included pleading guilty to breaking and entering and stealing with violence in his early 20s. The KAP state leader said they were aware of his sentencing, and Mr. Pugh had their full support to continue as their candidate.
The next story contains domestic and interfamily violence warnings. Listener discretion is advised. Police Commissioner Steve Gilcheski says Queenslanders should be ashamed of the domestic violence rate only 6 weeks into his appointment. Gilcheski believes the service will have responded to approximately 200,000 family and domestic violence cases by the end of the financial year. The Queensland Police Service is working on improvements to the way officers respond. However, Gilcheski says he'd like the progress to be faster.
Nine Entertainment chairman Peter Costello denied assaulting a journalist from The Australian at the Canberra airport on Thursday afternoon. The Australian posted footage to their website last night that showed the journalist approaching Costello before asking him about a harassment scandal at the network. The journalist, Liam Mendez, then fell backwards, stating, "You have just assaulted me." Costello denied touching Mendez, though said he felt sorry that the journalist fell.
Netball Australia have received half the government funding promised over concerns that it wouldn't be appropriately spent. The government, however, view the $6 million funding deal as a step in repairing relationships damaged by a previous pay dispute that saw players left without wages for months. Newly board-appointed Diamonds player Liz Ellis thanked the government for its ongoing support and hopes to make the World Cup the greatest ever.
In international news, an Israeli strike has killed at least 33 people at a UN school sheltering displaced Palestinians in central Gaza. The Israeli military claimed Hamas formed a compound within the school and was using it as a shelter for militants. The strike came after Israel announced it would be attacking several refugee camps in the same area that were assumed to be housing more Hamas military. Casualties of the school bombing included at least 23 women and children.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cool with light winds expected later. It's currently 12 degrees with an expected maximum of 19. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate brand. That is all your news for 8am. We will be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.